All right. I know this is a little different this morning, but as we've said already, we are so blessed to have a place to gather together and still be here. I did notice, however, that must be a bunch of Baptists go here because I noticed the back got all filled in and this front table was empty. I don't know if y'all was scared of me or what, but Cedric said, I ain't scared. He come on up here. And so I'm just teasing, of course, but I'm very glad that you are here today. It's wonderful to be in God's house. Amen? Amen. And this is still God's house. It doesn't matter where we're meeting together, because where God's people meet together, he's here also. That makes this his house. And so we're excited about being here this morning. You know, I get excited on Sunday mornings because I get the opportunity to come and deliver God's word. And that's a privilege and a blessing and an honor, and it's humbling and everything that I get that opportunity to do that. But I get excited about that. And each week as I pray and I try to find out what is it that God wants me to talk about. Sometimes, I mean, it's immediate. I know right away. Sometimes it's kind of a struggle. I'm not sure. It could be this. It could be that. Somehow maybe those things go together. I don't know. And it's kind of a struggle. This week was not a struggle at all. I knew right away exactly what God wanted me to preach about today. Today, the title of the message is called God's peace. God's peace. That's a wonderful thing. Now, it's going to be a little challenging for you today because there's no screen. So you're going to have to learn how to use your Bibles again. So for those of you who haven't opened it since last week, you know, you might need a refresher. But we're going to be in Philippians. And so we'll be in Philippians. We're going to be really studying, hanging in on one verse today. And then we'll add a few more in a little bit later. But we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to begin with verse 7 of Philippians chapter 4. So hopefully you've made it there, Philippians chapter 4. And so we're going to go ahead and read that this morning. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. And it says this, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I'm going to read that again. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, some of you may be saying, well, man, that one verse, how are you going to get a 30-minute sermon out of one little short verse like that, preacher? Well, just hold on. I'll show you. We're going to break it down. So Philippians 4, 7. One of the things our country needs right now is peace. We need peace. If you don't think we need peace, turn on the news for 5 minutes. Look and see what's going on. Look and see what's going on around the country. Look and see what's going on in Minnesota. Look and see what's going on in all the news when you turn it on. There's unrest. There's not peace. It is absolutely just crazy, the amount of unrest that we have around our country. I'm not talking about the rest of the world. I just mean in our country. All around the country, there is unrest. People are not at peace. People are upset about things. They're fighting about things. They're rioting in the streets. They're hurling insults at each other. I mean, even our Congress can't do anything but point fingers and say nasty things about one another. And that's not good for our country. We need that peace. One of the things that I tell you, if you take somebody and you put them in a situation where there's a lot of struggle going on, their anxiety is going to skyrocket. But if you put somebody in a situation that's peaceful, oh, it's so much better. I don't know about everybody. One of the things we love to do when we get opportunity is go over to the beach. We go to the beach, and I know we're strange. We don't get in the water. A lot of times we never even get down on the sand. We sit on that balcony and look at the water and just watch the waves roll in. And my favorite time is early in the morning when nobody's really out except that one poor soul that's running those chairs and umbrellas back and forth. Nobody's out there. The waves are rolling in. Sometimes they're bigger. Sometimes they're smaller. Sometimes you might see a dolphin, you know, having some breakfast out there. But it's just quiet. is peaceful. I can talk to the Lord and I don't have all this other noise. And man, it just helps to restore my soul. But if I went and sat on that balcony and there was, you know, all this loud noise and craziness happening and whatever, it wouldn't be the same. It would be very different. So Franklin Graham this week put out a call to prayer. Hopefully many of you got that. I know some people were on Verizon and their phone wasn't working. We put out the prayer chain, but we were asking people on, I think it was Wednesday at noon, to all come together and pray. And one of the things that he was asking for us to pray for was peace. He said, pray for calm in the world. He said, pray for forgiveness for all of the things that people are doing right now, and they don't really even know what they're doing. And pray that the churches would lead the charge for people to find peace in this world. Well, why would he be asking the churches to lead the call for peace? You know, we have a UN, we have all these other people, these different ones that can, you know, bring about conferences and do all these things. Why would it be the churches that Franklin Graham is saying the churches need to lead the charge for peace in this world? Because there's only one place that true peace comes from. We just read about it. God's peace. That's the only place that true peace comes from, and the church knows about it. The church knows about it. But here's the problem. You know what we're doing right now as a church? Universal. We all know about the peace. We're watching the stuff go on outside the window and go, look at that. Look at that. That's terrible. We don't ever say, hey, let me tell you all about this peace. Let me share with you the peace of God. Let me help you see what can bring calm to your heart. We're not doing that. We're not trying to reach out to other people. We're not trying to show them that peace that God gives us. Let me tell you how powerful this peace is. Where does the lost world find peace? The church. That's where the lost world finds peace, in the church. Now, I don't mean in the church building. While they can in the church building, but the lost world finds peace in the church. The church is the people. That God's church is universal. It's the people of God, those who call themselves Christians, those who have given their life to Jesus. We are the church. And as the church, that is the only place that the lost world can find peace. They're not going to find it on the television. They're not going to find it in a liquor bottle. They're not going to find it, on the sports betting sites. They're not going to find it in all the money they can make. They're not going to find it in all of the things that they shouldn't be doing. They're not going to find that peace. But we already know where to find it. The church is the only one that can show the lost world what true peace looks like. And do you know that most of the time, if we just show them what peace looks like, all the rest of the stuff starts to fade away in their lives? It's just like I said, when things are just really crazy and we've had a lot of stress and whatever going on in our life, we love to go to the beach and sit down and look out at the water. And it's just amazing how fast that calmness begins to come over us. God's peace is the same way. When it's so crazy and things are happening in the world, when you sit down and spend time with God and you start talking to Him, that peace will come over you. And if it comes over you, just think about how amazing it would be if you can share that with somebody who doesn't know it, who's never once experienced that peace. The church must be very diligent in sharing God's peace. We have to be diligent in that. Why do we have to be diligent in that? Again, where are the lost world going to find out about peace? The church. That's the only place they're going to find out. So the church has to be diligent in sharing that peace. I'm not saying that I'm not guilty, because I am. But here's what I want us to think about. How many times could we have opened our mouth, even in this past week, and shared a word with somebody? Somebody was going through something and we could have said, you know, God can give you peace in that. God can give you peace. Well, what do you mean? The door is wide open just as soon as that happens. They just opened the door. You have an opportunity now. But how many of us sat there and listened and just said, yeah, it's bad. Never opened our mouth. never said anything. Maybe it was because you work in a place where they don't want you to, let's see, that really ugly word that the lost word, proselytize. They don't want you to proselytize. If you don't know what that means try to tell people about Jesus. They don't want you to do that. Why? Because, well, somebody might get upset. Well, the word of God, the name of Jesus, causes conflict in people's lives that are lost. It causes conflict because Jesus and the devil don't get along. So when you start talking about Jesus, people see in their own lives the conflict. They see the sin. They begin to see things. And yes, it causes problems. But sometimes you got to see that problem before you know what to do about it. You got to see that problem before you know what to do about it. So how many times as a believer in Jesus Christ do we not open our mouth when we had an opportunity? I just don't know if I can really tell people all those things. I'm not asking you to preach a sermon. I'm not asking anybody to preach a sermon. All I'm asking you is, would you just tell people about Jesus that you know? Tell them what he does in your life. Can you share the peace that you have in Jesus? Can you do that? Because it is definitely a peace that is incredible. It is definitely a peace that is incredible. It's a peace that cannot be achieved any other way. It's the peace of God, not of anything else. There's no peace in anything else. Peace in God. Let me tell you about this peace in God. It surpasses all comprehension. King James says it passes all understanding. It's a peace that you can't understand. Why do I have this peace? Why is it that I can have this peace? It doesn't make sense that there's a peace with everything that's going on right now in my life. How can I have peace? Do you understand? I lost this person in my life. The doctor just told me I've got this going on. My job is downsizing. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to keep that job. All these things are going on in my life. And you're saying, well, let me tell you about peace. Peace. How can I have peace with all these things that are going on? God says it's the peace that passes all comprehension. It's the peace that only God can give. And you can have peace because God says, I got this. Give it to me. I got it. You can't deal with it. It's too much for you. But if you give it to me, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. I got it. Now, am I telling you that if you give that to God, he's going to immediately make everything in your life better? No, I'm not telling you that. In fact, those things that are going on may still be happening. But God's going to give you a peace to deal with it. He's going to give you that peace and show you how to walk through it. He may not take it away, but he will walk through it with you. And because of that, you can have peace. It doesn't make sense. It's uncomprehendable because with everything that's going on, I shouldn't be able to have peace. But I can. You know how many times I stand at the foot of a casket and I talk to a grieving family? And that loss is just a gaping hole in their life. And I pray that God would give them peace and strength. Peace to help them see what he needs them to see and strength to follow him through it. That's for every situation. It doesn't have to be only at a funeral. Every day we need to seek that peace with God that we might then in turn share that peace with somebody else. It's pretty hard for us to share peace with somebody if we don't have it going on in our own life. If we don't have it going on in our own life, it's really difficult for us to show that peace to somebody else. There's too much pain, too much anger, maybe betrayal. Whatever it is all going on in our life. And so there's no way peace can be possible right now. That's true apart from God. You know, the crazy thing is we can sit in here and sing. We'll sing, I'll follow you. We'll sing about how wonderful Jesus is. We'll sing about the power of Jesus' name. We'll talk about being a believer in Jesus Christ and how we've been following him and all of those things. And yet when all those struggles hit, sometimes that's the last place we turn. All those struggles hit and we turn to ourself. And when that doesn't work, we turn to family. If that doesn't work, we turn to other people, maybe even professionals sometimes we have to turn to. And there's nothing wrong with that. Please don't think that I'm saying that. But shouldn't the first place you turn be to the God of peace? The one who said, I will give you a peace that passes all understanding. Shouldn't that be the very first place that we turn? But when everything is going on and all that stuff is happening, we say, well, peace can't be possible right now. It can't be. There's no way that peace can be possible. And so we tend to turn away from it and look for other things. Well, it can be possible. But only the peace that comes from God is possible. If you're looking for peace in any other place, you're not going to find it. Oh, it may be a temporary lull. You know, things may settle down just a little bit. But you know, the crazy thing, what I found out is when things just settle down a little and you're not really talking to God about it, when they start back up, it's worse than it was before. It's worse than it was before. And so instead of trying to figure it out on your own, instead of trying to talk to your friend at work or talk to someone else or looking up articles on the internet, talk to God. Think about it like this. Who created you in the first place? God. God created you. Now, if I want to know everything there is to know about this cell phone up here, right? I want to know everything there is to know. Then what I really need to do is talk to the person that designed it, created it, put it together, all of that, and they can tell me everything about it. Well, if God created me, put me together, has a plan for my life, and he knows all about it, shouldn't he be the one that I'm talking to about it all instead of the internet or my neighbor or my cousin that I'm not really friends with or whoever it is? I need to be talking to God. The whole point in all this is, listen, if peace, true peace, only comes from God, and that's what this scripture says, is God's peace. That's the only place it comes from. If true peace only comes from God, then why are we not on our knees talking to God on a daily basis trying to find that? Why are we not calling upon his name and receiving that? Because when we do, we can give peace to other people. We can show them what they need to know. I don't know how many times I've been around people and they've had so much stress in their life. So many things going on. Sometimes it's work stuff. Sometimes it's, you know, people that I know, the family and whatever. And one of the very first things that I always say is, I'm so sorry that you're dealing with all that. You know what? I'm going to pray for you about it. That's good. You know what's even better? If I actually do. Why do I say that? Because people will say, I'll pray for you. And that's the last time they thought about it. My mother used to say, if you tell somebody I'll pray for you, just stop right there and do it. Say, I'm so sorry this is going on. Let's just pause right now. Let me pray with you. People are touched by that. They can feel that immediately because they know you meant what you said when you said, let me pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. They know you meant it because you just did it. And God has a way of bringing that peace. Only the peace that comes from God is possible. There's no other peace. When we experience turmoil or breakup or heartbreak or any of those things going on in our life, it's God's peace that we need. Why do we need that? Because the verse we just read says that God's peace, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds. God's peace will guard your hearts and your minds. Other peace is no good. It may give you a temporary peace, but God's peace will guard our hearts and our minds. Anybody ever lay down at night, go to sleep? You lay down, you get comfortable, you close your eyes, and your mind is running through the filing cabinets of your brain. Everything of the day, everything that's going on in your life, it's just... and you can't make it turn off. It's just, man, I don't want to think about that. I want to go to sleep. But you can't stop. Why? Because we have all that stress in our life. We have all that stuff going on, and we need that peace from God. Took me a while to think about it. All that's happening. Finally, I'm a little dense sometimes, like everybody else. And I finally said, you know, I just need to pray and give all this stuff that's running through my mind to God, because maybe the reason it's all running through my mind is I haven't given him those things. So I pray, and God hears these things that are going through my mind. I can't do anything about them, but you can. And I need that peace. I need that peace. And I find that almost every time that I do that, I'm able to rest. Maybe not immediately. Maybe it takes a little time. But God will take care of our hearts and our minds. He will give us peace in our hearts and our minds over every situation if we pray. If we pray, God's peace will guard our hearts and our minds. We talk about our hearts a lot, but we don't talk about our minds nearly as much. Perhaps you're a person like me sometimes that you just find yourself thinking about everything and about nothing. Just constantly thinking about something. Always stuff going on. Well, God may have guarded my heart, but if I haven't asked Him for that peace, maybe my mind is still out there running around with things that I don't need to be thinking about. Maybe sometimes it's things that Satan's trying to prompt me to. Maybe sometimes it's got nothing to do with that. It's just everything but God that I'm thinking about. Maybe there's all these things that are going on, but if we give that to God, He will take care of our hearts and our minds. He will guard both. I pray for God's peace over every situation. I pray for God's peace over every situation. Why? Because that's the number one thing we need. How can you respond or do anything or take the next step that God wants you to take if you don't have that peace? If you're constantly dealing with the struggle and the anxiety and the hurt and all the things that are going on, how can you move forward? I don't know how many people deal with anxiety. A lot of people deal with anxiety. Anxiety happens. I was always anxiety, depression, all of that. I was always one of these people for so many years that, you know, okay, just get over it. Just do it. Well, I'm depressed. Well, if you know you're depressed, stop being depressed, right? Made sense to me. If you know you're depressed, then stop being depressed. Until I got into a state of depression and realized that I couldn't do anything about it. And I struggled and I struggled and I struggled with it. And it wasn't until one of my very good friends, who was also a deacon with me at Tillman's Corner, and we were overseas, and he said, George, in the morning we're going to start a Bible study. I said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get up early and do that. I'm going to sleep. He said, that's fine. Then if we don't do the Bible study, I'm taking you to see a psychiatrist in the morning. I'm not going to see a psychiatrist either. Well, so happened he outranked me. He said, choose. Was one of those are going to happen. So I chose the Bible study. And he come and pulled me out of the bed the next morning because I wasn't planning on getting up. But he got me up and we started the Bible study. And pretty soon, God started taking all that depression away. And I began to see the change. I really hadn't seen the change going into the depression, but I saw it coming out. I began to see all of that. I didn't ever understand anxiety. Just get past it. I know it's scary. Just take the leap, right? Like jumping in the swimming pool. I'm scared. Just jump. Once you get in, all that's gone. And so you just jump. I can't. Yes, you can. Just jump. No, I can't. I didn't really believe that. I was kind of person that said, you know, you can do anything, just do it. One day I climbed up on the roof to work on some stuff on the roof that needed to be repaired. I'd done it, I don't know how many times. I came back down the roof and I got to the point where my ladder was a step ladder, so it was below the roof line. And when I got to that, I sat down and just stood up on the ladder. That's all I had to do. I got to that point and I could not move my legs to put them on that ladder. They would not move. I'm going, this is crazy. Why won't my legs move? What am I afraid of? I've climbed up this thing 100 times. It's not like I'm going to fall. But I couldn't make my legs move no matter how hard I tried. I thought I was fixing to have to call the fire department to come get me off the roof. That was an embarrassing thought. Call the fire department. This has been years ago. Call the fire department, come get me off the roof, and the stepladder is this far away. but I was frozen. I couldn't move. Okay, I can just do it. Nothing. Finally, I said, okay. Lord, I can't do this. I don't know why, but I can't do this. But if you'll help me get off this roof, I ain't getting back up here. But I need to get off this roof. Can you please help me move my legs and get off this roof? Because I can't make them move. So God, I'm giving it to you. Amen. Whew. Looked down at that ladder and I said, foot went on the ladder. Oh, I got it. Then I went right on down. No problem. Once I moved that first foot. But I physically could not move my leg until after I prayed. And I never experienced that. And I always thought that anxiety and that sort of stuff was an excuse. Depression is just an excuse. It's not. It's real. So many people deal with that. The world needs peace right now. There's so much. Do you know that right now in this world, the mental health workers in this world are overwhelmed with people? And that's just the ones that will go. What about all the ones that aren't going? The world needs peace. God can give that peace. And it passes all understanding. We can't figure out why, but God can give it. The world needs it. How's the world going to figure it out? The world needs peace, and God's people need it too. One of the reasons why God's people are not sharing that peace with the world is because they're not experiencing it themselves. Why is God's people not experiencing His peace? Well, let me ask you this. Have you asked for God's peace? Have you asked for God's peace? Is that something you've asked for in your life? Or you're just tough enough to deal with it on your own? You know, some of us men, we're just too macho to ask for help doing anything. Never mind that we need it. We're not going to ask for it. I'm good. I'm a little stressed. I got a little going on, but it'll be all right. I'll just work through it until you can't move your leg on the roof. All of a sudden, I can't work through it anymore. Well, what's the problem? Because I've tried to ignore it. I've tried to do whatever. I haven't ever talked to God about it. Now here I am. Are you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, asking for His peace in your life, or are you simply trying to deal with it on your own? Are you just simply trying to handle it on your own? Because that's what we tend to do. And if we're trying to handle it on our own and we're not receiving that peace that God gives, how can we share it with someone else? If I didn't know how to drive a car, how could I tell somebody else how to do that? If I didn't know how to tie my shoes, how could I tell somebody else how to do that? I can't. If I don't already know and I haven't already experienced it, if God's people are not experiencing His peace because we're not asking about it, we're not praying for it, then how can we share that peace with somebody else? The world needs peace. We know the answer. We know the one that can provide it. We're the ones that need to share it with the world. We're the ones that need to share with them that they can receive that peace from the Savior. And that opens the door for us to share how they can receive that peace by giving their life to Christ. If we are to be that light to peace in the world, then it only comes through Christ. So, do you know Him? Do you know Him? Look at verses 4 through 7. I'm going to go back and start with verse 4. We're going to read down through 7 again. 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That all precedes verse 7. With prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do we want peace? Do we want to be able to share that peace? Then we need to know God. We need to give our life to Christ. That's first. Well, preacher, you're standing here in the fellowship hall talking to all of the church folk, and you're standing up here talking about giving your life to Christ. Don't you think everybody in here knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior? I hope that that is true. But statistics say that in a crowd this size, there's probably people in here who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But you've seen them at the church the whole time you've been here. That doesn't mean they know Jesus. I want you to understand that. There are plenty of people that attend church every Sunday. There are plenty of people that attend church every Wednesday. There are plenty of people that read their Bible. They sing in the choir. They do all the stuff. And every bit of it is an attempt to win their salvation because they've never given their life to Christ. Every bit of it, they think, if I just be good and I do all these good things, then surely I'm going to heaven. But they've never taken that step to give their life to Christ. There's some fear in that. They're not sure. There's some misunderstanding of how salvation works. I don't know what it is. But statistics say that in a crowd this size, there's someone in this room that most likely doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So first thing, if you want peace in your life and you want to be able to share peace with somebody else, the very first thing that you have to do is give your life to Christ. Give your life to Jesus. Not just come to church, not just do the things, not speak the church words, but actually surrender your life to Him. Surrender to Him. And then rejoice. Isn't that the wonderful thing? You give your life to Him and you can rejoice. Pray and peace will come. Wow. That seems so simple. It seems so simple. Huh. You mean that's it? All this time I'm looking for all these answers. I'm searching the internet for everything I could possibly do. I'm trying to find all these special home remedies. I'm looking for the best psychiatrist. I'm trying to find anything I can do to relieve stress in my life. I've ordered every essential oil they make, trying to, you know, so that things can be better. And all the time, all it would take is to surrender your life to Christ. Rejoice in that and pray. Have that relationship with Him. Pray with thanksgiving and supplication and prayer. God will give you that peace. He will give you that peace. It's a peace that we don't understand. We can't figure it out because it doesn't make logical human sense. Because it's not from humans. It's not from this world. It's from God. That's the only way that we can receive that peace. Share that same news with the world. Oh, now, preacher, I know you talked about us getting the peace and how we can do that, and I can do those things. I can spend that time in prayer. I can read God's word. I can surrender to Him, and I can do all those things. But listen, I'm a shy person. I don't do well speaking to people. I don't know all the answers in the Bible, and you're asking me to share this peace with the world. I just don't know how I can do that. I don't know how I can do that because now you give me anxiety about it. Now I've got this anxiety again. Well, what did I tell you about that in the first place? Pray, right? Pray. You know, there's people in the Bible had that same problem. Y'all remember a fellow named Moses. Y'all heard of Moses before, right? God told Moses, I want you to go tell the people. He said, I can't do that. I can't do that, God. God equipped him. Eventually, God gave him a mouthpiece because he just continued to say, I can't do it. But you know what happened? After a while, he was speaking to the people on his own. He wasn't using Aaron at all. I can do it. I can do it because God gave me that ability. You know what? If you're really, really scared, there's somebody you say, I really need to talk to. and you're real scared about it, you know what you do? You call up somebody else that you know is a believer. Hey, will you just come sit with me while I talk? Oh, strength in numbers, right? Scripture tells us that says a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. If it's you and a friend in God, three-stranded cord. Now you can have that. But you don't even have to get all worked up over that. How do you share with the world the peace that you know with other people? How do you do that? Live it. Live it daily. If we are to see peace, we have to show the world the true peace. How do we do that? We live it every day. I know you've heard people say, well, this person in the office, they just don't ever seem to get upset about anything. They just seem to have this even keel. They smile all the time. They, you know, all these things are going on, and I just don't understand. How can they do that? Sometimes, you know what happens? They come and ask. How is it that you deal with these things? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. I got a friend. His name's Jesus. And Jesus is the one that gives me the peace and the strength to be able to go through all these things. All of a sudden, the doors open. Just simply because you lived it. Because you lived it. But have your eyes open. So when God sends that person, you can talk to them. Somebody told me one time, they said, listen, I really want to be able to talk to people about God, but I don't know everything there is to know about the Bible. And so I'm scared to tell them about it. You know what I said? Tell them what you know. Tell them what you do know. You know what? I know that I gave my life to Jesus and he came into my heart and saved me. I know that. How do I know that? Because it's my personal testimony. I can tell you how I was before. I can tell you when I gave my life to Christ, and I can tell you what he's done with me since. And you can't refute that because it's my story. It's my testimony. I can tell you that. I can tell you what I've seen him do. I can tell you what I know in Scripture. I can tell you what I know in my own life. I can tell you what I know. And most of the time, that's enough. God's going to use that. And if they do ask you something and you don't know the answer to it completely, don't make something up. Say, I'll get an answer to that, and do, and get back to them. But most of the time, if we're just willing, God will put the words in our mouth. He will put the peace in our heart, and he will help us to share that peace with the people that need it. But we have to be willing. The peace only comes from God. How does the world find peace? Through the church. How does the church share the peace? By the people of the church opening their mouth, living that life in front of them, doing what the Scripture tells us that we need to do. If we're to see true peace, we have to show the world the true peace of God by living it, by receiving it, by doing it every single day. Do you know that peace? Do you know Jesus? Has there been a point in time in your life where you have ever given your life to Jesus and said, I surrender? I surrender. If you have and you know him and you're still struggling with peace in your life, why is that? Why is that? I'm going to share this. This is the throne of my life, Jesus. I want you to come in and take it. Jesus says, okay, I got it. And then we say, move over. I need to sit here today. I need to sit here today. Wait, didn't you give me the throne? Yeah, but today I need it. He moves over. Lets you do it. Doesn't work out too well. Doesn't work out too well. Instead of doing that, get off that throne. Give it back to Jesus where it belongs. And then instead of being on the throne, kneel before it. Kneel before the throne. Because he's God. He gave you the salvation. He gave you what you needed. He's here for you every single day. Acknowledge who he is. Confess to him the sins and the things that are going on in your life. Thank him for the stuff that he has done, the salvation and all the other things. And then ask for the peace that you need. Ask for the strength that you need. Ask for everything that you need, and he will bring it to you. But you got to submit to him up front. If we are to see that peace, we have to show it to the world. If we live that peace, others will see it. They will recognize it, that there's something different. You know it. You've been around people that just had that different air about them. There was something different that everybody knew. There was something different about that person. They just seemed to be confident, or they seemed to not have the struggles that other people have. They seemed to be different than other people. Why? Most of the time because they're walking closer to God. You've seen it. Now live it. Now live it. Give it to God. Peace. What an incredible word. More than that, what an incredible state to be in. Peace. Then all the rest of the stuff just kind of doesn't really seem to matter. When you have that peace that passes all understanding, all those other things that go on around you, you're suddenly able to deal with. You're suddenly able to do the stuff that needs to be done because you have that peace. Where do you get that peace? From God. God's standing with you, going through it with you. That's where that peace comes from. Can you show that to somebody else? The world needs it.